This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let me do a quick call back here to something our economic historians touched on earlier about a growing number of what had been temporary job losses becoming permanent. One of the 10 people we've been following in our series, The United States of Work, is in that number. Neil Cairns is a bartender at a board game bar in Portland, Oregon called the Game Night Lounge. He got laid off in March, temporarily, but after a really, really slow couple of months back in business, the Game Night Lounge is turning out the lights forever. So, on a night in the bar's waning days, we asked Neil to keep an audio diary for us.
So it's 4 o'clock. We open up the bar for the day. All the prep work is done. Cash is in the register, and we are good to go. So now it's just a matter of waiting until we see some customers. Well, it's 5 o'clock. I have just finished mopping the bar and giving all the tables a quick once-over with sanitizer. I haven't seen any customers yet. 6:45. I still haven't seen any customers. We're all trying to keep busy here, but at this point, there's not really any work left to do, so I am searching for jobs and putting in applications, but no customers just yet. All right, it's about 7:40. At 7:15, we got our first two customers for today. I recommended some local drinks. They're tourists, so I wanted to showcase some of our local spirits and our local beers that we always keep on tap. I recommended a game, taught them how to play it, got them going, and now just waiting for some more customers. Well, it's around 8:30 now. I still have my same two customers here, chilling out, playing a game, and I find myself doing what I've been doing a lot of nights lately, which is just looking around the bar and taking it in and thinking about how much I'm going to miss it here and how much I've loved it here. It's kind of rough on nights like this where there's nothing happening, but I do love this place, and getting to spend the time here is still good, even if it kind of hurts. All right, so it is 9 p.m. now. My two customers have left. Generally, lately, we have not gotten any new customers after 9. Every now and then, we'll get some folks who will wander by around 9:30 or so. So I'm going to start breaking the bar down and closing up for the night. If somebody comes in before I'm closed, I'll let them on in to have a drink. And otherwise, that's it for tonight. I'm just printing off our reporting sheet for the night. I'm going to show our total sales and all that. We're at $45 for the night. Everyone is gone. We've done last call. Nobody was here to take advantage of it. So we closed the place up. We did $45 in revenue today with two people working for about 6 hours. So that is tonight. And tomorrow we'll open up and do it all again.
That was Neil Cairns, working just a couple of days more at the Game Night Lounge up in Portland, Oregon. As of the most recent jobs report, by the way, there are 2.5 million fewer jobs in bars and restaurants than there were in this economy back in February. The unemployment rate in that industry is almost 22%.